Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, and happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And as you know, we believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Wow, there's a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen. State of the Union, Joe Biden lied, spending ourselves into oblivion. Government programs literally everywhere. Government is the answer to everything, according to this whacked out buffoon. And last hour, just a couple of quick things we talked about relating to the State of the Union last night, ladies and gentlemen. State of the Union is all I can say is wars and rumors of wars. Yeah, Joe literally trying to provoke the world, committing war crimes. He ought to be arrested on the spot. They should have really literally arrested him right at the lectern for his criminal activity and war crimes, breaching the sovereignty of nations, acting like God when it comes to money and banking and cranking up the military-industrial complex and a whole lot more. I'm just insane. He also talked about the economy. Joe, quote, "We're going to have an infrastructure decade." What that means is spend ourselves into absolute oblivion, ladies and gentlemen. When we use taxpayer dollars, Joe lies, to rebuild America, we are rebuying. We're going to buy American. Yeah, so when you use tax dollars to rebuild America, we're buying American, he says. Buy American products to support American jobs. Hey, we don't have a lot of American products, ladies and gentlemen. For the last five decades, your government has literally, you know what, created a manipulated playing field to send all the jobs overseas. Now Joe acts like, yeah, everything you buy is going to be American. Yep. How are you going to do that, Joe, with a $30 an hour? He's promoting $15 an hour, but you know what? That ain't going to last. Pretty soon, 15 becomes 20, becomes 30. You know what? My buddy Kirk Crosby always said, why don't we just pay everybody $100 an hour? That ought to fix it. If forcing 15 or forcing some minimum wage is the answer, why not just pay everybody $100 an hour? Then everybody would be rich. Well, that just highlights the lie, doesn't it, ladies and gentlemen? It doesn't work, never has, never will. These socialists and communists have got to stop. The only way they'll stop those if you and I replace them with good, honest, constitutional patriots. That's what we've got to get done, and we've got to get it done with an urgency. My fellow Americans, Joe, quote, under my plan, nobody earning less than $400,000 will pay an additional penny in new taxes. Nobody. Joe lies. Well, wait a minute, Joe, didn't you just talk about inflation and how it's robbing us all? Well, so how does that work then? If I make less than 400 grand, but inflation continues to rape my wallet, that hidden tax of inflation, how am I not paying more in taxes there, Joe? I'm just kind of stupid. Maybe what I need is an economics degree, huh? See, these buffoons have no answers whatsoever. Their answer is always government. Here's an example, Joe. Quote, I'm announcing that the Justice Department will name a chief prosecutor for pandemic fraud. So of all the frauds we have to deal with, ladies and gentlemen, forget Hillary, right? Forget Joe's ties to communist China with his son Hunter. Forget all those frauds. We're going to work on pandemic fraud. By the way, the biggest pandemic fraud was government in bed with abortion death mills. The abortion clinics, Planned Parenthood, took more money from COVID pandemic. What do you want to call it? What would you call it? Pandemic funding? I don't know what you call it. Pandemic handouts? Anyway, he's calling it pandemic fraud right now. But the biggest perpetrator of pandemic fraud was Planned Parenthood. And yet he lies. So we're going to just look at that fraud. We're not going to look at Planned Parenthood, though. No. Then he finishes by saying, or I shouldn't say finishes. We finished that hour, last hour. He wants to vaccinate the world. So if it's not enough to force the jab on a nation, he wants to act as the global vaccine police now. And Joe wants to vaccinate the world with your tax dollars. Imagine this whacked out. I mean, he's like a mad scientist. The guy's just frothing at the mouth, crazy, doesn't know where he is, but he wants to give everybody the jab. Oh, yeah, just give everybody the jab. Never mind that it has all kinds of health repercussions, many we haven't even discovered yet, but every day we discover more and more and more of the sinister, manipulated reality that the vaccinations create. If I have time, I'll dig into that later in the broadcast. Maybe not. Maybe it'll be another day. Either way, I'm just telling you, we're finding out all kinds of health problems to affecting male, what do they call it? Erectile dysfunction. Is that what it's called? Yeah, where you won't be able to, you know, have babies because, well, the cocoa and the vaccines messed with your whole male anatomy. What? I thought they said that wouldn't happen. And when we brought it up and said that it would, they said, oh, you're crazy. You conspiracy theorists are into fake news. Now it turns out that we're right and they're wrong. Once again, as it always is, right? Wow. All right, anyway, in the State of the Union, Joe goes on. So he's promoting pro-war. He's going to have government fix the economy. Yeah, he also then talked about the constitutional right affirmed in Roe versus Wade. Yeah, it's been there for half a century. It's under attack, ladies and gentlemen. But ladies and gentlemen, what do you mean our constitutional right? That's a lie. You want me to prove it to you? Where's the baby's constitutional right? Oh, Sam, it's just a blob of tissue. It's not a baby there. Just murder the tissue. Wait a minute. Why do they have a two-drug regimen then? Yeah, chemical abortions, 54% of abortions now with a two-drug regimen. The first one starves the baby of vital life-saving nutrients. You got to kill it first. Then you got to yeetus the fetus. You got to get rid of it. You got to flesh it out. You got to force fake labor to get the dead baby out now. Yeah, that's how chemical abortions work, folks. First, they starve the baby to death. They know it's life because they have to starve it to death. Once it's dead, once they've committed murder, then these thugs got to go ahead and flush it out there. And let's just create a fake delivery, just a delivery of the dead. Wow. That's what they're doing, folks. But he calls this a right, a constitutional right. The founding fathers will be turning over in their graves. God is angry about the pro-death agenda we've engaged in and murdered over 60 plus million babies since Roe versus Wade. Heaven help us, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, then he goes on and talks about the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer, or questioning, whatever you want to use the Q for there. Let's finally, you know, get the Bipartisan Equality Act to my desk, says Joe. Wow. Bipartisan Equality Act. Well, I thought we were going to follow the science, Joe. Then how can a man become a woman or a woman become a man? That's a lie, Joe. There's no scientific evidence of that. Aren't you going to follow the science, bro? Come on now. Wow. All right, Joe put together a four-step plan to save the nation. You ready for it? Oh, my goodness. Are you guys ready for this? Save the nation. I kid you not. By the way, I'm going to take your calls. What's the number, Cameron? People want to call 208-216-6100, right? 208-216-6100. You'll talk to Cameron, my producer, if you want to call in and sound off on the State of the Union address. I'd love to hear from you. Meanwhile, though, so Joe's got this four-step plan. And this four-step plan, Joe believes is going to save the nation. Let me give it to you. Ready? First, we're going to beat the opioid epidemic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, how are you going to beat the opioid epidemic? How's government going to stop people from getting on drugs and such? Remember, the opioid epidemic was created by wicked big pharma in bed with physicians, in bed with the government to pass laws where doctors could hand out prescriptions for drugs like candy. And most people believe because it was handed out by a physician, it was legitimate. Well, it turned out to be as illegitimate as all get out, but it was all created by big pharma in bed with government led by your physician, whose first creed is to do no harm, right? Wow, Joe. Now you're going to go ahead and fix it there. I thought you created it, Joe. Shame on you. Second one, he says, let's take on mental health, especially among our children whose lives and education have been taking a beating because of the COVID, don't you know? So here's my question, Joe. If we're going to lead by working on mental health, buddy, can we start with you, sir? Because there's a lot of evidence that you have, what do they call them, mental gaffes? Mental lapses? Latest, you don't know where you are stuff? Latest, you forgot where you were and what you were saying, Joe? Or you're bringing up crazy stuff that no one really knows what you're talking about? Like back in the day when he was running for office, he's like, yeah, I got hair in my legs and hairy legs. And when I'm a lifeguard, the kids would come up and feel the hair on my legs. And this is Joe, whacked out Joe, mentally disturbed Joe, running around going, we're going to have government fix mental health care. Are you kidding me right now, Joe? You're not serious, right? Third, we're going to support the veterans. Haven't they been telling you they're going to support the veterans for literally decades now? And every time we turn around, hardly anything happens. Veterans say the system is just abusive and hostile and doesn't take care of their needs, but we're spending ourselves into oblivion over it. Oh, but we're going to go back and protect the veterans this time. We're going to take care of them, we promise. Okay, then he gave the big one. I won't even tell you what it is till after the break. How's that? If you want to dial in, 208-216-6100. I'd love to hear from you. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Being there with your child and being there for your child are two completely different things. One denotes a simple presence, which is a start, but can also be accomplished by someone other than you.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
See, that sheep did a fine job of being there with the child, but it didn't do a very good job of being there for the child. Now listen to the difference an involved parent can make.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
I'm not very good at algebra, but do you have any English questions? Because I done real good in English.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so the algebra problem didn't get solved, but something better happened. Mom was there for her child. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Live it on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman breaking it down just for you. The State of the Union Address, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just calling it wars, and rumors of wars is all I can see coming out of this thing. The guy's nuts on parade. I mean, he literally is unhinged from reality. I'll tell you that right now. This is insane. Two final things Joe said that I want to highlight about the State of the Union. And we didn't cover everything in it. It's a big old long speech filled with claps and whatever and all kinds of spending. And, hey, you know what? Let me spend ourselves into oblivion. Let me spend ourselves into good government. Let me legislate ourselves into good government was really the bottom line of the speech. And then let's realize we're the king of the world. We can just mac around like Shaq on the court and pretend that somehow we can do whatever we want, man. We can foul, we can steal the ball, we can run over people, do whatever we want to on the global stage because we're Shaquille O'Neal of the international world, right? I mean, it's insanity on steroids. But here's what Joe said. Biden, let's end cancer as we know it. Now, I don't mean to be rude, but that's the stupidest statement on the planet. I just don't mean to be offensive, but I'm just telling you right now. First of all, even if you could end cancer, let me just ask you an honest question, my fellow Americans. I want an honest answer to this honest question. Ready? If we could end cancer tomorrow, let's say that all of a sudden a super solution came out. Let's say that it was not a government-controlled, big pharma-patented drug. Let me say that again. Let's have an honest question and an honest answer. If we had a super solution that just got discovered right now that could flat out get rid of cancer, and it was not controlled by government in bed with big pharma, patented and controlled and sold at at just raping our wallet's rate, do you think they would ever let it see the light of day? Huh? Do you think it would ever see the light of day? And I'm telling you a resounding absolutely not. Let me prove it to you. With COVID, there are people running around saying, hey, if you wash your hands, it's good. Wash your hands often. It gets rid of COVID. But then there's a guy running around. He runs a company called Clear. And it's a nose rinse, a nose wash. And he says, in addition to washing your hands, flush your nose with my solution. Clean your nose, so to speak, then you can really reduce the likelihood of you getting COVID. And even if you get it, it'll reduce the likelihood of how severe it is, big time. Your government sued this guy for even saying that. So imagine if I came out with a solution that was not controlled by government and big pharma and said, hey, we'll cure cancer. We'll end cancer as we know it with my solution. You think they're going to let me run around? They're just going to let me be free, or do you think I'm going to have FDA all over me? See, Joe, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm going to flat out on the radio call you a liar, sir. Shame on you for lying. And even if big pharma and government would allow us, even if they would, which you know they won't, promote a free or inexpensive solution to cancer, I don't know if you use the word cure. Do you dare use the word cure? Now, in free speech land, you can't use the word cure there. You better have scientific proof and FDA approval and everything else, right? Peer-reviewed studies, and, you know, you got to go through it all. You don't have murderous vaccinations there. That's an emergency. But you, no emergency on cancer there. Never mind that literally millions of people have been dying from cancer, and it's getting worse every year. Never mind all that, right? All right, but here's the question. Even if government, and even a big farmer would turn aside and say, yeah, this solution's great. Nobody's going to capitalize on it for big money or anything else. So we're just going to have this free or inexpensive solution available now. Cancer's in the rearview mirror now. Thank you so much. Do you think the cancer clinics would ever allow this to come to fruition? So just imagine Joe gets on TV with the top cancer people and they say, hey, you know, we've been telling you to put in money to fight cancer and to help us find a cancer cure for literally decades, to the tune of billions, possibly trillions to date of dollars. And now we don't need your money. Please do not send in money. The cancer cure has been found. Big Pharma's not involved in it. The government's not involved in it. And it's so cheap, so inexpensive, so proven, so effective, so solutions oriented that we don't need anything. By golly, don't send in your money for cancer anymore. We got to do the Kidney Foundation, or we got to do something else. Maybe work on mental health or something. That's what Joe wants to work on. And we don't need to work on cancer anymore. We got this done. You think that the big cancer clinics that bring in literally billions of dollars, you think they're all just going to go for this? Even if we found the cure? Even if wait a minute. You mean there is? There are solutions already like that to a great degree for most situations. Many people can avoid cancer, can either reduce the effects of and or flat out become cancer-free. Is the government talking about those solutions? Are the big pharma folks doubling down in defense of these solutions? Oh, no. Anybody who tries them has to flee to Mexico to practice in Mexico to even get it done. Yeah, that's right. I'm just telling you right now, Joe, you liar from the pit of hell. Shame on you, sir. Shame on you. Biden, let's end cancer as we know it. Yeah, and let's also create a perpetual motion machine, Joe, because that would solve all your energy woes. If we just had a perpetual motion machine, Joe, we could just have unlimited energy for free. We wouldn't need to go to the government. We wouldn't need the grid. We wouldn't need any of those things. We wouldn't need, you know, buy the mile taxes or you know, any of the taxes on gasoline. We wouldn't need anything. The perpetual motion machine without taxes would just be incredible, wouldn't it, Joe? Energy independence. Yeah, let's go ahead. And then Joe basically says, hey, we're going to bring everybody back to the office. Yeah, so everybody can drive on the roads and create an environmental hazard. Just everybody's cars running around and putting these emissions into the air. That's what you're for, Joe? Let's end cancer as we know it. I mean, the guy's clownish. When he gets up there, he's like a clown. Let's end cancer as we know it. How are you going to do that, Joe? What concrete plans? What do you have in the wings to rid the world of cancer, Joe? Do you have anything on the docket that you're talking about? Why don't you double down and reveal that to us? What do you have on the docket that could literally end cancer as we know it? If you have something, bring it to the table. So let me be like the mainstream media. Are you ready? Joe Biden, without evidence, says let's end cancer as we know it. Without evidence, he says that. Without any proof that he can do it. Without any evidence that we even have anything in the wings that's seriously promising. All we've managed to do is radiate people, chemically or otherwise, and that's all we can do is try to burn it out or cut it out, or that's all the government can, in bed with the physicians, can do right now. Burn it out, cut it out, that's all. They don't talk about nutrition or herbs or anything else that could really change the game. That's off the table. That's whacked out crazy stuff, right? And when you push that too hard, you just might lose your license to practice, right? Kind of stuff. Joe, why make this claim without evidence? All right, he finishes his speech by saying, let's all come together. Let's have an era of, what does he call it? Unity. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not getting closer to unity. I wish we were. But if we're going to have unity, it needs to be around the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. If we're going to have unity, it's respect for balancing the budget and staying out of debt. It would be abolishing the Federal Reserve and going back to honest money. It would be government reduced by 90%+. That's the only way we can really have unity. We're not going to have unity when Joe Biden wants to spend us into oblivion, take us to war, and control every aspect of your life, including your mental state. That's Joe's plan. Let's take us to war, spend ourselves into oblivion, and control every aspect of your life, including your mental state. And hey, let's get along and work together. Joe, it's not possible with that kind of an agenda, my friend. It's not possible, and it will never be possible. Then he finishes by lying to the American people. In another lie, here's what Joe says. You ready? Tonight we have gathered in a sacred space, the citadel of our democracy. We will save democracy. That's what he says. Joe, I hate to disappoint you, my friend, but I know when you were a little kid down there in Scranton, yeah, you probably had the chance to pledge allegiance to the flag, I hope, or maybe at least like you never got that chance like the rest of us. They used to do that in America back when Joe was a kid. Did you know that? They pledged allegiance to the Republic. So I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. It didn't say, and to the democracy, Joe. So how are we in the citadel of democracy? How are we going to save democracy when we don't even have a democracy? We're going to save our own democracy, and we're going to save democracy around the world, Joe said. I don't want to save democracy, ladies and gentlemen. Our founders told us democracies were horrible. They didn't want a democracy. They knew how evil democracies could become. Democracies lead to anarchies, lead to tyrannies, right? Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With crime in America skyrocketing, President Biden broke from the Democrat stance of defunding the police to now wanting to fund the police in the State of the Union address Tuesday night. GOP Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa tells Americans the party in power is to blame for our current inflictions.
The president and Democrats in Congress have spent the last year either ignoring the issues facing Americans or making them worse. They were warned that spending trillions would lead to soaring inflation. They were told that their anti-energy policies would send gas prices to new heights. But they plowed ahead anyway.
In the 2022 Texas primary election, Governor Greg Abbott declared his victory in the primary.
I'm running for re-election to bolster a parental bill of rights that will restore parents as the primary decision maker for their child's education.
Yes, USA Radio News.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I'd rather not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099s?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden goes after Russia in his State of the Union address Tuesday night.
President Biden is using his first State of the Union address to slam Russia's attack on Ukraine as war rages on Europe's borders.
Putin's latest attack on Ukraine was premeditated and totally unprovoked. He rejected repeated efforts at diplomacy. He thought the West and NATO wouldn't respond. He thought he could divide us at home. In this chamber, in this nation, he thought he could divide us in Europe as well. But Putin was wrong. We are ready. We are united, and that's what we did. We stayed united.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine entered its seventh day Wednesday as Russian military forces escalated attacks on civilian areas of Ukraine's largest cities. Hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians have fled the country of 44 million. USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. There's several things Joe Biden didn't mention in his speech, by the way. Yeah, the mainstream press is talking about, the liberals in the mainstream press, I should say, talking about five things Joe didn't mention. Yeah, five things Biden didn't talk about in the State of the Union address that they believe he should have. They're hot-button issues, they claim, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, he left out key hot-button issues, they say. Student loan debt's one of them. Yeah, well, why do we have student loan debt? Because your government's been handing out money like candy, getting everybody into debt. And when the government hands out money and gets everybody into debt, ladies and gentlemen, what you have is an increased cost of education. When government hands out money for housing, it increases the cost of housing. So your student loans are because government's ratcheted up the education. See, most people were never designed to go to college. You say, what, Sam? College is the American dream, baby. No, it's not. That's just a lie they've been telling you forever. Okay? Reject it. It's satanic. It's dishonest. It's immoral. So all they've done is driven everybody into the colleges, which are universities and government education systems, to indoctrinate you into socialism and communism, okay? And they wanted to get everybody there so they could indoctrinate everybody in their communist socialist utopia, right? It's a lie. Most people could learn a trade. Most people could combine high school and upper level education. I mean, you're in school for, what, 13 years, for crying out loud. From the time you're 5 to the time you're 17 or 18 years old, literally 13 years in government school if you don't go to preschool at all. They could have you done with school by then, ready to have a trade, ready to do what you want to do in life, ready to work for yourself, ready to be an entrepreneur, ready to do so many things. But no, That's not enough. Now you got to go back to government school 4 more years at a minimum. 5 if you want to be anybody special. 6 or 7 or 8 or more if you want to be somebody elite in the government school plant. But it's all indoctrination. It's all socialism and communism and training you to hate everything we hold dear. Okay? So anyway, bottom line is student debt. He didn't talk about it because he doesn't want to highlight the fact that more people are in debt than ever before. And he also doesn't want to mention that in the global economy that's manipulated and government regulated, the free market's not here. Okay, you're going to get more and more and more and more debt. Why? Because the system's designed to drive you more and more into debt. Hidden inflation on one side, student loan on the other side, and then, hey, lower wages. He also didn't talk about the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Why? He doesn't want to admit that he blew it on that one. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he should stay there. I'm just telling you the way we got out of it was disaster. We should have never been there in the first place. But the Republicans and Democrats are equally guilty of that, aren't they? Just like the Republicans and Democrats are equally oblivious about the rule of law and about less government. They all talk less government on the Republican side, but they've spent us into oblivion just like the Democrats have. It's really the swamp against the rest of us. Make no mistake. Joe also didn't talk about January the 6th, what they call insurrection in the upcoming elections. And okay, well, he doesn't want to talk about that either because you know what? Americans are starting to know the truth on January 6th. It was an absolute government psyop designed to trap patriots, designed by provocateurs to put egg on everyone conservative, egg on their face. Right? That's right. So Biden didn't include in his address several things. Right? Think about that. But anyway, so no loan forgiveness discussed, right? Biden campaigned on forgiving student loan. Well, then, when we look at the January 6th, when we look at the exit from, he didn't want to talk about any of those things, right? You got to wonder, what else did we not talk about that we should have? What else did Joe not talk about that the Democrats and the liberals think he should have? Right? What about the snafus via COVID? He didn't really talk about that in detail. He didn't admit that we were wrong for the last 2 years on most things, at least societally speaking. He didn't talk about that at all, right? But shame on the Republicans, too. They act like they got the moral high ground. Oh, Joe's spending us into oblivion. Look, that $30 trillion debt is as much the Republicans' fault as it is the Democrats' fault. Let's make no mistake about that reality, right? Think about it. You think the Republicans are less guilty than the Democrats? Even when the Republicans had control of the House, the Senate, the White House, and the courts, they didn't reduce debt. They didn't reduce debt at all. They spent us into oblivion just like the Democrats are doing. They talk big when they're not elected. When they're not the party in power, they talk big. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, the Republicans are just as guilty as the Democrats. The deep state swamp is against us all. Are there a lot of good Republicans? Yes, there are. And believe it or not, are there a lot of good Democrats? Believe it or not, yes, there are. But it's the leadership on both sides of the aisle, the left, right wing bird of prey, as Pat Buchanan called it, that's our enemy, the deep state against us. Right? You know, there's a lot of people trying to fact check Biden's State of the Union address as well. What do you think? Was he honest? No, I don't think so. Not in any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, you got a Biden gaffe going on as well. I guess he mixed up Iranians and Ukrainians there. Iranians, Ukrainians, well, they're all the same, right? No, they're not. Come on now. Stop, Joe. You're being goofy, bro. He's like a clown just running around confused. Right? A lot of people think Biden's speech was inspiring. It's only those who are socialists and communists that want to just spend ourselves into oblivion, go to war and abuse the American people and push towards a tyranny. Right? Everybody's reacting to Biden's speech, right? Biden's address was lie after lie to the American people, says Newt Gingrich. Well, I'm not even a fan of Gingrich, but he's right on that score. Tell you that right now. Think about that. I don't agree with Gingrich on hardly anything. I think he's a deep state swamper too. But you know what? He's right on this one. Wow. What do you think of that? Everything about Joe Biden's statements were tone deaf and wrong, they say. This is the conservatives, right? Wow. It's just hard to even know where to go with some of this stuff, right? The comments about Joe's speech are everywhere. But you know what I find comical about the whole discussion, ladies and gentlemen? It's all distraction. Did you hear me? This whole State of the Union address is distraction. Why? Because the Republicans could stop the spending right now. I know they're not in power right now. They've lost those opportunities time and time again, the deep state has. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, if you believe that they really want to solve this, they don't. Okay, I submit to you that it's all subterfuge. It's all lies. It's all distraction. The war is the distraction from the fact that they had it wrong on COVID. Now they're trying to politely, quietly back out of the COVID fiasco by focusing on war, right? Think about that. And now they want to move into war to discuss that. There you have it. I don't even know what to say about it more. I'll say this, though. Biden uses State of the Union to rebrand the Build Back Better plan. Yeah, he's trying to rebrand Build Back Better because it was a failure, and he knows it. His whole first year of Build Back Better was an absolute failure, and everyone knows it. So he tried to just rebrand it in the State of the Union. That's what really happened, right? A big old distraction. Let's go ahead and just fund America and rebuild our infrastructure and bring back jobs everywhere, right? Now, Biden tried to preempt a tax before the midterms, but that's not going to do any good either, right? Now, I'm not on the Republican side on this, ladies and gentlemen. I think the Republicans are as guilty as the Democrats are, right? I believe that the Democrats and the Republicans are equally responsible for the demise of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And you say, well, what do you think is at the core, Sam? Did Biden really mention God? Did Biden really mention, ladies and gentlemen, morality of the people? Did Biden mention the fact that we should never, ever, ever allow a government to prevent people from going to church again? Did Biden, how many things didn't he discuss that he should have, right? Think about the question that I'm asking. Did Joe at all talk about how in the last 2 years we prevented people from going to church? Government should not prohibit the free exercise of religion. That's what they did, though. Is Joe going to mention that in the State of the Union? Because without religion and morality, the two great supports for liberty, we're in trouble, folks. He didn't talk about that a bit, did he? I am Sam Bushman.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
As a
parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips always. Joe Biden's weak State of the Union won't help his abysmal poll numbers, that's for sure. Wow, the more he talks, the worse it gets for the Democrats, ladies and gentlemen. But again, I want to be very clear. A lot of people want to just attack the Democrats. I don't think the Republicans are doing any better. They're pushing now for us to have a absolute landslide Republican promotion coming up for this year's election cycle, midterm election cycle, whatever you want to call it, 2022, baby. But you know what? I don't think it's going to be any better under the Republicans. Every time they get in power from the back in the days of Newt Gingrich and some of these guys, acting like they're going to fix everything in the 90s to the Republican complete control just a few years ago to now. You know, they're going to lie and tell you they're going to investigate the January 6th thing from a real perspective. They're going to go ahead and push for Roe versus Wade to be overturned with their Supreme Court picks. They're going to go on and on and on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen, about things they claim they're going to do that won't get anything done. They're not going to stand up, ladies and gentlemen. They never have. They were going to get rid of Barack Obamacare. Never happened. They were going to go ahead and get rid of the education department. Every time we elect them, they're going to get rid of the education department. Now the education department is literally in bed with the FBI and spying on local school board meetings where parents don't like what your local government school board's doing. From the local all the way up to the federal, your government school's in bed with the FBI and the Justice Department to call you, my dear parents, terrorists. So much for getting rid of the Education Department, Republicans. Now it's been weaponized. The Education Department and your school boards have been weaponized against parents. What is the prize? Your children. Right? Biden's weak, unforgettable State of the Union won't help his abysmal poll numbers. That's all true. But when the Republicans get in power, I don't think we're going to be any better off. Ladies and gentlemen, why? Because as Kurt Cosby, my good buddy, always says, what is a Republican? Is it like a Ron Paul? Or is it like a Dick Armey? Is it a Ron Paul? Or is it like a Newt Gingrich? Right? What is a Republican? Is it a Ron Paul? Or is it like a Mitch McConnell kind of guy? See what I mean? Wow. Speaking of Ron Paul, let's hear what he has to say this week. Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Paul has a weekly report. It starts now.
Hello, this is Ron. Weekly update for Monday, February 28th. When the Bush administration announced in 2008 that Ukraine and Georgia would be eligible for NATO membership, I knew it was a terrible idea. Nearly two decades after the end of both the Warsaw Pact and the Cold War, expanding NATO made no sense. NATO itself made no sense. Explaining my no vote on a bill to endorse the expansion, I said at the time, NATO is an organization whose purpose ended with the end of the Warsaw Pact. This current round of NATO expansion is a political reward to governments in Georgia and Ukraine that came to power as a result of the U.S.-supported revolutions, the so-called Orange Revolution and the Rose Revolution. Providing the U.S. military guarantees to Ukraine and Georgia can only further strain our military. This NATO expansion may well involve the U.S. military in conflicts unrelated to our national interests. There was no advantage to the United States to expand and threaten to expand NATO to Russia's doorstep. There is no way to argue that we are safer for it. NATO itself was a huge mistake. When in 1949 the U.S. Senate initially voted on the NATO treaty, Senator Robert Taft, known as Mr. Republican, gave an excellent speech on why he voted against creating NATO. Explaining his vote, Taft said, "The treaty is a part of a much larger program by which we arm all of these nations against Russia. A joint military program has already been made. It thus becomes an offensive and defensive military alliance against Russia. I believe our foreign policy should be aimed primarily at security and peace, and I believe such an alliance is more likely to produce war than peace." Taft continues, "If we undertake to arm all the nations around Russia and Russia sees itself ringed about gradually by so-called defensive arms from Norway and Denmark to Turkey and Greece, it may form a different opinion. It may decide that the arming of Western Europe, regardless of its present purpose, looks to an attack upon Russia. It views it may be unreasonable, and I think it is. But from the Russian standpoint, it may not seem unreasonable. They may well decide that if war is the certain result, that war might better occur now rather than after the arming of Europe is completed." How right he was. NATO went off the rails long before 2008, however. The North Atlantic Treaty was signed on April 4, 1949. And by the start of the Korean War, just over a year later, NATO was very much involved in the military operation of the war in Asia, not Europe. NATO's purpose was stated to guarantee the safety and freedom of its members by political and military means. It is a job not well done. I believe as strongly today as I did back in my 2008 House floor speech that NATO should be disbanded, not expanded. In the meantime, expansion should be off the table. The risk do now outweigh the rewards. Thanks for calling this update.
There you have it. Ron Paul doing a phenomenal job, highly warning of the evils of NATO. No doubt about it. But Joe Biden doubled down last night in the State of the Union address and literally said, hey, NATO's the key. Russia's the enemy. NATO's the key to safety and honor and stability and everything around the world. Lies by Joe, lies. The Ron Paul weekly update nails it. We don't need NATO, ladies and gentlemen. And they're talking war, war, war at every opportunity. All right. AmericanPolicy.org is a website ran by my buddy Tom DeWeese. And he does a phenomenal job. And he wrote an article that I want to finish this hour talking about. Because, again, I started talking about Joe Biden's State of the Union address, wars and rumors of wars. And I end on that very same topic, ladies and gentlemen. We need to avoid foreign entanglements like nobody's business, but we're not. We're hurtling towards World War III. You know, we talk about possible war with China, possible war with Russia, Iran, Iraq. The number goes on, and, you know, Syria. What? Wow. Got to defend Israel, don't you know? Why don't we avoid it all and avoid the foreign entanglements? But anyway, Tom DeWeese wrote an article. The title of it says this: Who controls China controls the world. AmericanPolicy.org. Amen to that reality check, ladies and gentlemen. Who controls China controls the world. Amen. Not because China is really that important on the global stage or the international stage or whatever word you want to use for it. but because we have literally put all our eggs in the Chinese basket primarily. That's why. We've literally put money and jobs and all the manufacturing and even agriculture into the communist nation of China for several decades now. And we have literally funded the building of their war machine. That's right. And so now we've created a formidable foe. Yes, we have. We have created a formidable foe, to say the least, my brothers and sisters. All right. And now we're going to reap the rewards. We're going to, what do they call that? Pay the piper, if you will. We're in trouble now because you know what? They've got a great military machine backed by the some of the largest population in the world. And what they've done is murdered all their girls. They've aborted all the female babies to where the men grow up and they don't have any women. So turn them into warriors. That's what we've done. In China, you go study it. If you don't believe me, we've got such a lopsided reality, male to female relationship. The males have nowhere to go. They can't start families. They can't go home to a loving woman as the good Lord intended. There's no good woman to go home to because they murdered them all. No joke. And so these men then, now that they don't have any outlet that would normally be for God-fearing, peaceful people, for a peaceful population, now they, well, what else are you going to do? I can be a warrior for my government. And the more we create these warriors without women and without families, the worse the world's going to get. The more violent, under belligerent, extreme, tyrannical governments it will become. It is sad, but who controls? China controls the world. Tom DeWeese is right on that reality. And we're fixing to launch ourselves right into the middle of it. Build up the military-industrial complex. Lie to the people. Go to war in the name of peace over and over. Endless wars, right? Seems to never end. That's the problem, right? What do you expect to happen going forward then, right? What do you expect to happen going forward, ladies and gentlemen? You think it's going to go well? I don't think so. I don't think it can go well. I don't see how it can go well, ladies and gentlemen. I don't see how it can possibly go well. Now, Joe talks about bringing jobs back. How are we going to bring jobs back? How... Ladies and gentlemen, honestly, how are we going to bring jobs back? We can't compete with nations that give their citizens a bowl of rice to work 15 hours a day. We can't compete with a government that literally provides housing and food and these kind of basic necessities for slave labor. You can't compete with that on the international stage. The whole reason America's economic engine worked is because we didn't do those things. Because we put tariffs at the border to say we're not going to put the cost of legitimate, proper government on the backs of the American people. We're going to let those who compete in the greatest economy in the world cover that. It's called tariffs. We're not doing that. Not in the way we ought to. Tariffs weren't to be a huge percentage. But they were meant to be used appropriately to create a level playing field. The more you participate in the free market, the less tariffs we'll have on you. The more you treat your citizens like slaves, and the more you subsidize products by government, the higher we'll make the tariffs to stop you from doing that. That's what the founders had as a lever to protect we the people. But we've jettisoned all that. We've siphoned our jobs off to foreign nations in slave labor, and now Biden has the desire to lie and tell you they're bringing all the jobs back as he promotes war. How's that going to work? Not very well, I can promise you that. The State of the Union is only great if we turn to God Almighty, we turn to families, and we decide that we're going to make our country count using the checks and balances to restore the republic in the traditions of our founders. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, BrighteyOnRadio.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the republic!